Hey, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Check out our fun and educational trivia questions on beunique.org. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook on our Be Unique radio page. For your chance to win a free gift every day, check us out. That's BUNEKE.org.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Hey, Gene.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm 15 minutes. Good. Yeah, I got my timer going, so we're going to try to stick to the schedule.
We're doing this.
Yeah,
it's good.
We're going to decrease our average time spent on this show.
Yeah. So make it now. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I am really good. Because you know, one of the reasons I'm so good is we're talking about mixed up words. Uh-huh. And anytime I get to talk about words, I'm excited. I don't know why they do it. Some people love to talk about cats. Some people love to talk about horses or cars or politics. I love to talk about be unique, and I love to talk about words.
Words. Well, you're a spellcaster, and words are spells.
Yes, and you know my maiden name is Worden.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Worden.
I hadn't thought of that, but
when my oldest brother brought forth the very first grandchild in the family, he said he made handmade. This was way back in the. I mean, he could have. Mimeographed it probably. Oh, man, I don't know. She would have been 50 or 60 by now. Holy moly. She was not older than me, so she wouldn't have been 60. But anyway, he wrote a little handmade announcement card that said, there's a new word in the dictionary. And he spelled it the way our name is spelled. It was interesting. So anyway, awesome. The word of the day is homophone.
Homophone. Okay.
Now, I also have another word of the day, but I'm going to start with homophone.
Okay.
It's each of two or more words having the same pronunciation, but different meaning, origins, or spelling, like the word new, K-N-E-W.
Okay. Yeah.
New. I knew that we were going to be talking about this today. And then the other word for new is N-E-W without the K. Look at that new car.
Huh. So you knew it was new.
I knew it was new. Now, there's a homonym, which is one of a group of words that share the same spelling and the same pronunciation, but have different meanings. A homophone is a word that is pronounced the same as another word, but differs in meaning. And a homograph is a word that is spelled the same as another word with different meanings.
Wow.
Kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me
give you a little example.
Okay.
The word LEAD. How do you pronounce that?
Well, either I'm going to get a lead pipe or I'm going to lead the way.
That's right. Go in front of, or it's metal. How about WIND?
Yeah. Once again, I would probably wind it up and throw it up into the wind to fly away.
Excellent. How about BASS?
Oh, I definitely one of my favorites because I'm thinking about the bass because I like music and I like bass because they're pretty cool fish.
Yeah, they are good fish.
I haven't eaten one, but I've seen a lot of people catch them. I've caught a few myself.
I caught one and made my ex really mad because it was bigger than the one he caught.
Oh, no.
He said, you skunked me. Now, how many different ways can you think of to spell the word two?
Two. Well, in English, I'm thinking T-O.
Let's go to the park.
To the park. And then T-O-O.
He went to the park too.
Two or too much candy at the park.
Yes.
He went to the park too. And had too much candy because he had two truckloads full.
T-W-O. But in Spanish.
Et two?
in Spanish or Latin, T-U it means you.
Mm-hmm. French too.
That's right.
In Spanish. Interesting.
What about,
very cool.
What about there?
There, yeah. Lots of theirs.
Go over there where they're having a party with their family.
Yeah. They are having a party. Yeah, over there. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I typically pronounce T-H-E-Y-R-E, there.
There.
Where the others I pronounce there. So, and I deliberately did it different just then, but basically be like, we're going over there where they are having a party with their family.
Yeah, makes sense. I'm sitting here trying to think about if I've ever differentiated, and I don't know that I have, maybe. Unless somebody looked at me funny.
Well, I think the reason I say there instead of there is because I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You mentioned that once. Yeah.
And there is two words a contraction of two words.
There. Yeah, that's true. So, they are.
Yeah. It means they are. And I think it's just the way I was raised to say it. What about P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y?
Oh, pray and pray. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean,
do you capture your prey and then pray before you release it?
You could. Should.
Yeah. So I've got more. I have more words. Barb was so thorough with this. We've got about 5 minutes. So let's see if we can zip through these.
All right.
Meet.
Okay. M-E-A-T, M-E-E-T.
Yes.
Meet me at the meet.
Meet me at the meet. I'm not sure why I'd want to meet you at the meet.
But... I know. It's over there.
It's over there where they are.
Yeah.
What about rye?
Rye. Yeah. Like a rye smile.
Yes.
Or eating rye bread.
Or drinking a shot of rye.
Or a shot of rye. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now here's one that's got three different spellings and meanings. Aisle.
Wow. Yeah. That can be complicated.
I'll walk down the aisle in the church that's on the tropical aisle.
Yeah.
Which is a short word for island.
And nobody ever did hear the S in there.
No, because I'll, like I will, the contraction is I apostrophe LL.
I will.
But walking down the aisle is A-I-S-L-E. And a tropical aisle is I-S-L-E.
So there is no S in aisle.
That's right.
When you're saying it, that is.
What about pain?
Pain. Well, there's window pains, and then there's a pain in my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a couple of rolls in the basket, and Be Unique has many rolls.
Yes.
You can have or...
Rolls can play many roles at the dinner table.
Well, like the teacher gave me a special role now that I'm on the honor roll.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Wow. So that's three kinds of roles, and they're all spelled the same.
Yeah. Here's a cool one. The hotel maid made the bed.
Yeah. That's a good one. Maid made the bed.
How about allowed?
Allowed. Yes. Are you allowed to speak aloud?
And not in the library.
And don't do a loud one in the library.
I turned pale when I dropped the water pail.
Yeah. Yeah. P-A-I-L or P-A-L-E.
Yes. Yeah. How many witches would you know about? There's only two that I know of. Which costume did you buy?
Which witch?
Yeah. One is the witch who flies around on a broom. The other one is a distinction between them. Mm-hmm. Here.
Here. That's a good one.
Did you hear me?
H-E-A-R. I hear you.
Please stand here.
Right here.
Now, this is one that is a little bit of my pet peeve because people get it wrong. Then and than.
That seems to me to be an important distinction.
Well, then does not sound like than.
Right.
But people get them mixed up. They'll, you know, he is taller than his brother. He then went to the back of the law of the line. But I see people mixing those words up constantly.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, that brings me to one quick story. When I was in third grade, I made a fatal mistake. I corrected my teacher about a word she was pronouncing, and I was right, and it ended up giving me trouble, but it was Pacific and specific.
Oh my gosh, yes.
She kept talking about this Pacific one, and I mean, I was in third grade, but I mean, my dad was an English teacher, and I could read. And I raised my hand, and I didn't realize that was, you know, a good lesson in my life. I learned then you didn't have to say everything you knew.
And you don't correct the teacher in front of the class.
Yes, it was. We had a teacher conference, and life was never the same after that.
Oh, I bet. Man, that's still very cool, though, that you were able to correct her. But, you know, different people who are very, very well educated will mispronounce words constantly, mm-hmm. partly because that's just like I said about there. It's the right. way you're raised.
Yeah.
I know someone who pronounces the word C-E-R-T-A-I-N as certain.
Certain. Yeah.
Instead of certain.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And I think it probably stems from certainty.
That sounds right.
I don't know. But there are a lot of things that different people will mispronounce mm-hmm. that I just cringe, and I hope that I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
you know what? I don't have to deal with this show anymore. It's time to go.
Oh, look, it is. It is. All right. Well, hey, everybody. We're happy you joined us today here and took a break. We look forward to hearing from you online as well. Check back with us again tomorrow. Please visit us at beunique.org and check out all of our shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye, all.